All right, this is beautiful. From the top rope comes Hunter Biden, absolutely destroying any MAGA in his way on Twitter. He's also surgically debunking a lot of the lies that have been told about him and his family over the past few years, while also exposing Trump for some potentially gay thoughts that Trump might be having. I'm not even joking. We'll go through all of this in this video. But what I find so captivating about this is that Hunter Biden never truly got to tell his side of the story. He's had a rough life. I mean, his mom died when he was very, very young, and he was raised by Jill Biden and Joe Biden, and his brother died back in 2015, all the while his father was rising to national fame in politics. So he's had a rough life. He would be the first one to say that he's been troubled. He's had some problems, but he's now at a point where he's providing more moral clarity, more moral clarity than anybody in the entire Republican Party. Quite literally, nobody in the Republican Party is even as sharp as Hunter Biden at this very moment. And that's not me exaggerating. I will prove it for you right here. So let's just start with some of his tweets. Then we'll go to the Trump gay thoughts part. If you want to help boost the message of both Hunter Biden and the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like below. It genuinely means a lot and helps us disrupt this right-wing narrative. And you can subscribe to become a part of the community. All right, let's just start here. So in this post, Hunter Biden calls out Jake Tapper for attacking Jill Biden, who he was essentially raised by because his mom died at a very young age. So he calls Jill Biden his mom in this post, and he says, "So let me get this straight. Jake Tapper is focused on attacking my mom. Jared and Ivanka are building a private island paradise on Albanian protected land. Don Jr. married the daughter of Epstein's banker. And a startup his fund backs just got a record $620 million Pentagon loan. Goddamn. Eric is taking an Israeli drone company public for $1.5 billion in the middle of a war with Iran that nobody wanted. And I know, quote, what about your paintings, Hunter? Please." So this is a very good post. It's got 274,000 likes, 16 million views. This is a type of narrative control that Hunter Biden is going for, because for the past 4-8 years, it feels like Republicans have gotten to unilaterally set the narrative on Hunter Biden and his life. Hunter Biden has his own thoughts, his own story, his own experiences that are very captivating, but under the Biden administration, Hunter Biden was, you know, rather quiet. He wasn't coming out and talking about all of this, meaning the right-wingers got to set the narrative, but now he is setting the narrative himself. So someone responds, "You sound bitter for someone who benefited from a stolen erection." And Hunter Biden replies, "I've never stolen an erection in my life." And this got another 229,000 likes with 12.4 million views. If you've been watching my channel for a while, you know that I really respect people who can demand attention in the attention economy. It's just the brutal reality of the political environment that we live in, where attention matters a lot. Trump is able to grab attention by being deranged. Zohran Mamdani is able to grab attention by having forward-looking policies. Newsom is able to grab attention by doing these mock Trump tweets, you know, it got millions of views. And now Hunter Biden is gaining attention by just being himself, by being clever and being a good communicator. This is a post that is beautiful, and I want to read it from beginning to finish. It's a bit long, but this is Hunter Biden setting the tone for how Democrats should communicate. He said, "Things most Americans agree on." So he's not trying to be divisive. He's really not even trying to tear down or take down MAGA. I mean, he responds to them, but he's trying to find things that Americans agree on. He says, "Groceries cost too much." Yes. "Tariffs suck and make no sense." Yep. "Congress and president shouldn't trade stocks." Yep, like 90% of Americans believe that. And by the way, if you guys agree with these all, let me know in the comment section. Let me know what he's missing and let me know which ones you agree the most with. "The debt is a mess." Absolutely. "The border should be secure, but legal immigration is good." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We need more Democrats saying this. Legal immigration is good, of people who want to come to our country, pay taxes, and benefit our country. Republicans for years have tried to paint the Democratic Party as the party of open borders when that's not true. And sometimes I see some of my colleagues on the left advocate for these types of, you know, open border policies. There have been times where I have to push back and I say, guys, there is a much more pragmatic way to do this. We don't want them, we don't want to fall into the trap that they're laying for us, essentially. So Hunter Biden, very good point. "Endless wars are stupid, especially ones that nobody wants and have never been explained. Americans are exhausted. AI is like my new best friend that also might try to take my job, my ability to think for myself, and my humanity in the process. Yo, like I love you, but WTF, I still love you. Diversity is actually awesome. The opposite is boring AF. I totally agree. Canadians are super fucking cool. Mexicans are chill. Putin isn't a good guy looking out for America's best interests. Rocky IV and Miracle are great movies." These are just such great points. Yes, Canadians are chill. They're not the enemy. Diversity is awesome. Good neighbors are a blessing. Freedom of religion and coexistence without having to blow each other up is probably a good idea. Yeah, we live in social harmony. We want to live in an environment where institutions create a harmonious society where Muslims, Christians, Jewish people, anybody can live together in a harmonious manner. He says, we all question, are we alone in the universe? We all fuck up along the way. Epstein didn't hang himself. The Trumps and Epsteins were best friends for decades. It's like Bert trying to tell us Ernie was just an acquaintance in the same scene on Sesame Street back in the day. The Cowboys suck. Go Birds. Does every American agree with that one? I don't know. Things we're told to fight about. Me, he says. Laptop. Vaccines. Transgender in sports. Pronouns. That's the joke. And this is it gets even more beautiful. Let me show you this. Somebody responds and says, your whole family is a disgrace. And it's a photo of Hunter Biden sleeping with a pipe in his mouth. I'm not going to show the full thing in this very moment because YouTube will censor it. But Aaron James posts this. And if you click on Aaron James' account, he has a Johnny Cash profile photo. I hope you guys can see that on screen right here. So Hunter Biden responds even further and says, I see your profile picture. That's Johnny Cash, my hero too. Arrested 7 times, smuggled 668 amphetamines across the Mexican border in 1965, took every drug there was and drank like I did, cheated on his first wife, slept with more women than I ever did, hit bottom in a cave in Tennessee in 1968 trying to crawl off and die. And then he got up. He got clean. He spent the rest of his life singing for prisoners and addicts and the people the country threw away because he knew he was one of them. I got to look more up about this 1968 Tennessee story. Johnny Cash thought he was going to die for a second. That's interesting. But to continue, he spent the rest of his life singing for prisoners and addicts and the people the country threw away because he knew he was one of them. That was the whole point of the man in black. He wore it for the poor and the beaten down. He wore it for the prisoner who was long paid for his crime. He wore it for the ones who never heard a word of Jesus. He wore it for the addicted and the dying. He wore it as a standing witness that no one is past saving. You picked his picture. You did not pick his message. Try listening to the words. Man, I told you guys at the beginning of this video, it's some really powerful stuff, like genuinely captivating stuff. And I was not lying. I was not lying at all. Now, here is where he begins to talk about Trump potentially being gay. I think this is really interesting. Someone responds to Hunter Biden, this post I just read about all of the things Americans should agree on, and says, your stupid father gave America the highest gas prices in American history. Go F yourself. And it's a photo that Trump posted. This is from Trump's Truth Social of Hunter Biden drawing a sketch of Trump, but of course this is fake. It's an AI photo of Hunter Biden painting one of his paintings, working on some sort of project himself, and they used AI to superimpose Trump into this image. But it's important that you see that, because Hunter Biden then responds and says, serious question for all of my gay friends. Is Trump crushing on me or what? Posting pictures of me drawing his portrait in the middle of the night. Where's Hunter? Always asking. Lord knows he has my phone number. Seems like I'm in his dreams. Even his little dreams during his many naps. Mr. Trump, focus on Jackson Dart. He is more your type. Oh my God, that's really good. That's really funny. Here's a really heartfelt one, actually, where Hunter Biden says, anything good in me, I got from him. He's talking about his father, Joe Biden. This is why it's important that they have their own narrative control, is what I keep calling it. By narrative control, it's just ability to pull millions of views with your own message rather than right-wingers constantly controlling what the message is. So then Hunter Biden responds to somebody who's accusing him of being like money hungry. Someone says, a lot of this Biden stuff is money. Leaving office, the offers weren't there for him. The speaking engagements, board offers, other lucrative deals. The Biden book tours didn't just settle scores. They needed cash. Hunter Biden says, you caught them. Mom and dad were going to sell Bibles and cell phones, golden sneakers, NFTs, Chinese watches, and cologne. But you wouldn't you know, somebody beat them to the punch. They were left with only one choice. Write 2 books like every former first lady and president has done in modern history. Really good point. Like there's so much corruption going on and you're mad that Jill Biden wrote a book about her experience? To continue, someone says it's way worse than that. Donald Trump's fortune is skyrocketing in his second term, though he still ranks further down the list compared to a long stretch between 2002 and 2016 as richer billionaires have surpassed him. But look it. Donald Trump's net worth is absolutely spiking due to his time in office. Hunter Biden says, Just take the Albanian island deal. Jared and Ivanka secured a $1.4 billion resort in Sazan, a protected island on state land. By his own account, he was introduced to Albania's prime minister on the Rothschilds' yacht. Ivanka calls the place a private island they discovered. Albanian prosecutors have now opened a corruption inquiry into how that land lost its protected status. Wow. The corruption is wild. Someone named Patrick then says, listen, drug addict, I'm just like, listen how aggressive the MAGA supporters are being at him, and listen to the way that every single time Hunter Biden has responded, he's taken the high road. He's going high while they go low, but he's still doing it in an edgy enough way, like an edgy enough way where it's very captivating. So Patrick Master says, listen, drug addict, you, your old man, your uncle, and the rest of your family are effing grifters and much worse. By the way, funny how your dad's stage 4 terminal cancer isn't a thing anymore. How long does the average person last with stage 4 bone cancer? And Hunter Biden responds, it's metastatic bone cancer that spread from the prostate. They caught the bone issue quite early. With radiation and hormone therapy, it's under control. But he will live with cancer for the rest of his life. Listen, man, I understand if you don't like my dad's politics and you hate me because you believe everything Fox News has told you. I'm fine with that, but my dad has cancer. How is that an issue you want to attack? What sickness is in you that makes that fair game, Patrick? Wow, he just kind of destroyed that person. Holy shit. I want to end this off with one final post that is just a uniquely special banger from Hunter Biden. So under the post that I read earlier that talks about Jake Tapper attacking his mom, someone responds, your paintings? Who gives a fuck? I want to know how much coke you snorted before posting this tweet. And Hunter Biden said, man, if you're going to be mean, at least get it right. I smoked crack. I would never have wasted coke on snorting it. Honestly, raw. I like the raw, real Hunter Biden. I like the fact that he's not pulling punches. He's doing two things at once. He's going high while they go low, but he's also somehow not pulling any punches. He's kind of just matching their energy, taking the high road, but being so uniquely himself that it works. And this is something that I've been trying to work on and embody for a while. If you've seen my debates or my TV appearances or the way that I tweet on Twitter and go after MAGA, I want to be an attack dog against MAGA that still has the moral high ground. Both of these things need to be true at once. We do have the moral high ground. We are morally more right than every single MAGA supporter. And we also have to show them that through aggression. Sometimes you have to fight fire with fire, and that's what's happening here. I love you all. If you want more Hunter Biden updates, subscribe to the channel and let me know below. We'll make more of these videos. Love you all. Peace out.